This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, we have been sold out by the people we hired to protect us. I'm talking about politicians. They allow substandard equipment on the roads. They allow the importation of substandard Chinese products, like brake pads, like disc rotors, like water pumps. I mean, when you think about it, do you really want to have the guy behind you have a set of Chinese brake pads on his truck, the one that's behind you, going 60 miles an hour? Is that really what you want to do? Well, that's what our politicians have allowed. And until they start getting rear-ended by vehicles that have defective parts, And until they start losing their lives the way we have already started losing our lives, it will continue. Just like the Teslas, these out-of-control Teslas that are driving themselves and crashing into police cars and stopped police cars, pulled over on the side of the road police cars. Trucks driving right into the backs of trucks. And until we stop this Elon Musk from littering and destroying and polluting our planet, these things will continue. And if you look at space, space is a dust field of debris, all different size pieces of debris. The government is now tracking 23,000 pieces of debris that can damage satellites. How'd they get there? The governments have put all this debris in orbit. The government, we haven't done it. Elon Musk has, but the rest of us haven't. So the government caused the problem. The government doesn't know what to do about the problem. And they keep doing more of it and allowing more of it. Like Elon Musk. We don't need to go faster, Elon. We don't. We don't need to have more holes bored into the earth to get from one side of the city to the other. We don't need to have self-driving cars that crash into people, places, and things. We don't. You need to stop. Elon Musk's companies need to be taken apart for scrap value. Rich?
Well, yeah, it's basically the elites recruiting politicians who are willing to sell at America for the bucks, who get in return a manufactured perception of their own self-importance for the purpose of their own self-preservation. That's what we're seeing. So, folks, the reason why I've been up in the ante with more what Vince calls news in the flash is because we are, again, way past the 11th hour of America's doom, and I feel that we need to wake up as many people as possible. And that's why I use these published articles in the public domain, because we shouldn't believe what we see. The mainstream media is, their specialty is propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies, especially gaslighting. Like, for example, New York Post, if the AP didn't know it was sharing space with terrorists, how can we trust its reporting? Now, the AP is the Associated Press, and they were for 15 years supposedly sharing a building with Hamas, and they say they didn't know it. You can't make this stuff up. Do you really believe, let's say they were that dumb and didn't know that. Do you really want to believe their so-called investigative skills? Really? Next article. After flagging gateway pundit posts on COVID links to Wuhan lab and diminishing our content for a year, Facebook now they say, they will no longer ban posts claiming COVID-19 is man-made, because it's all coming out, folks. And I have a bunch of articles on healthcare that I'll be discussing after I'm done with with General News. And here is, this is probably the comedy article of the day. This is by Judge Joe Brown. He was interviewed. And basically, he's talking about Kamala Harris. And basically, he said, and I'm quoting here, "She effed her way to the top," says Judge Joe Brown regarding Kamala Harris. And I'm sure this audience knows what the F word means. And Judge Joe Brown, he says it like it is. He's got a backbone, and he believes in truth. And he was even paraphrasing what Joe Biden said. Quote, "Negro children are like roaches and should be integrated with white kids." Let me repeat Judge Joe Brown's quote about what Joe Biden said. Quote, "Negro children are like roaches and should be integrated with white kids." We are not making this stuff up. These are published articles in the public domain. So when you think that certain people have some type of benevolence, it's just phony. It's for the benefit of consolidating power, money, and control for the elites, because that's who the elites put in, people who are willing to sell our country out for their own personal gain. Okay, next article. This is comedy gold, too. An Atlanta mayoral candidate who voted to defund the police, you ready for this, has his Mercedes stolen by a group of children. Can't make this stuff up, folks. This is beyond karma. This is comedy. Next, Bloomberg News. Your paycheck is now worth 3.1% less than a year ago, thanks to Joe Biden's inflation tax. Keep in mind, people, you're paying through everything, through cost shifting, taxes, inflation. That's why your purchasing power of your dollar is going down, and that's why so many people in America and around the world, especially with fiat dollars, especially with Federal Reserve notes, when Joe Biden creates the $6 trillion spending plan that goes to illegal aliens in foreign countries and hardly anything to infrastructure and the American people and jobs. Next, Biden failure. Memorial Day gas prices to be the highest in 7 years. Next, Chuck Schumer and Rhino Susan Collins have a heated exchange before January 6th commission vote. Then she votes with the Democrats. That's called virtue signaling. That's called acting. There's no difference between a Hollywood actor and anybody in Congress. None. Next, Joe Biden flirts with a little girl at a Virginia speech. Quote, "I love those barrettes in your hair. She looks like she's 19 years old." Now, would you be surprised if the so-called powers that be said that not only can you identify as any age or anyone you want, now somebody of a certain authority, and I use air quotes here again, can now identify a girl to be any age, including a legal age like 19, even though she's a little girl. Watch for it. I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised. Next, migrant safe house discovered in Scottsdale, Arizona. ICE and government agents provide 24/7 security and catering to illegal immigrants. No one can be trusted anymore. Everyone's bought and paid for. And it's looking like our heroes, our combat soldiers who gave their life for our country, has died in vain because people aren't stepping up and doing their jobs anymore. They're willing to be bought and paid for or blackmailed. Next, Oregon demands that residents show proof of vaccination in order to live life. Octon, show me your papers. Octon. That's right. Next, Swedish newspaper publishes images of criminal suspects, but they pixelate their face. from a narrative that's unacceptable for the people to know who did the crime. Next, Sweden goes from being one of the safest countries in Europe to the second most dangerous because of illegal immigration. It's all by design, folks. It's all in the papers by the UN. The elite are controlling everything. Next, Rand Paul says Social Security database lists, you ready for this? 6.6 million people over the age of 112. So I want you to think about when your purchasing power of your Social Security that you paid into gives you nothing, doesn't even pay for your beer money. It's because you have all these people listed, and that money is going to somebody in the form of payoffs. Could be illegal aliens, could be all this stuff. Next, Rudy Giuliani. DOJ has no constitutional authority to step in on state election audits. Absolutely correct, Rudy. You can the state legislatures are in charge of even the presidential election format, okay? The DOJ is corrupt. And even Bill Barr, Bill Barr is a citizen. Okay, he's not even a government worker anymore. He called Tony Schaefer and personally asked him to stop investigating the 2020 election fraud. How can you make this stuff up, folks? We're so corrupt at every level. The people bought and paid for is incredible. So when the DOJ or FBI or CIA or anybody steps in to even give an opinion on state election audits, they have no constitutional authority. In fact, it's illegal to do so. This is part of the subtext of delegitimizing work. When no one does their job, when people demand to lower the bars and expectations for a job, when proven results and qualifications don't matter, we protect and enable the most corrupt in the country and the world, and then we give them liability immunity, and they give us back wealth inequality, and we give them free lunch because they eliminate the rule of law with phony precedents. Hypocrisy and double standards squared. Next, former DNC chair Donna Brazile quietly leaves Fox News. Now, folks, if you were caught giving the answers to Hillary Clinton for a debate, given the questions, would you be hired by a major news outlet? No. You'd be in the who's gal. Your reputation would be gone for good. You'd never get a job again. This woman got a job at Fox News. If you think Fox News is on your side, they're only 5% better than the rest of the mainstream media. Their job is to give the perception that they are for truth. Now, there's some good people there. Lou Dobbs was the best, and they tossed him. Tucker Carlson's excellent. Judge Jeanine's really good. Waters. I mean, there's some really good people at Fox. But how they hired Donna Brazile is beyond me. Next, Capitol Police started shooting a peaceful Trump crowd on January 6th and fired flash grenades and rubber bullets. It's on video. The whole January 6th fiasco was a setup. It was a false flag. That's why they don't want to give away too much of...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I was thinking about what Sergeant Chip Saunders said on combat back in the 1960s. And I'm paraphrasing, but this is pretty close. Don't believe anything that you hear. Only believe what you see with your own two eyes. And even then, you have to look twice. And that's where we are today. And that was before Photoshop and photo editing. Now you can't even believe what you see with your own two eyes, unless you are there. And then you're really not sure, even if you see it live, real time, in person, with your own two eyes, because there's so many setups. Rich?
Absolutely. Folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just do general news for just a few more articles, and I want to go to healthcare because I'm looking at the clock here and I'm running out of time. So thanks for bearing with me, and I'm going to try to keep my comments down to minimal because of time. Next article: cafe charging $5 fee for mask wearing. This is in California. You guys need to find out who that cafe owner is. I believe that $5 is going to charity. He's changing it per week to a different charity. You need to support this owner of this small business. Next, shocking, 71% of eligible Americans not fit to serve in the military. Again, this goes under the category of delegitimizing work, of lowering the bars of standards and expectation for a job. When we get rid of hard work, proven results, qualifications, we're doubting our own value. We're destroying our own country. And I could talk about this for a couple hours, but I don't have time. Next, smoking gun proof of election fraud in New Hampshire. Next, under pressure, Social Security benefits may be cut sooner than previously suggested. And we talked about that regarding Rand Paul, or if you recall, a few moments ago, where the Social Security database lists 6.6 million people over the age of 112. Next, Biden imports oil from Iran after shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and putting tens of thousands of U.S. oil workers out of work. Boy, I wish I had more time. Next, world largest meat producer hit by massive cyber attack. Everything's getting attacked, okay? Our electric grids, meat processing plants, pipelines, you name it. You have smart meters on your home for those of you who don't live off-grid. You got to start wising up. You got to start thinking outside the box. Start living outside the box. I'm going to go to healthcare now, folks, because of time. Canadian soldier charged with mutiny. Charged with mutiny after calling on troops not to distribute the killer COVID vaccine. That is disgusting. Next, HHS document, that's Health and Human Services, reveals the U.S. government involved in funding research to create, transfer, or use pandemic pathogens. No one's doing their job anymore, people. They've all sold out. Government's too big, too corrupt. Next, everyone vaccinated for COVID will die, warns French virologist. This isn't an anomaly. We've given articles like this over the months from virologists, epidemiologists, physicians, even some lawyers, the few that are honest. Next, virologist says genetic fingerprints prove COVID is man-made, not credible ancestor exist in nature. This is all old news, even though the new articles, we've been reporting on this for months. And the powers that be are doing everything in their power to basically say this didn't come from a lab, it's not man-made, it's not a bioweapon, it's not related to the reset and the takeover and the consolidation of power, money, and control. Okay, next. 10,000 Americans got COVID despite being fully vaccinated, and this is admitted by the CDC. Every institution has been infiltrated, folks. Everyone. Next. I don't know of a bigger story in the world right now than ivermectin, New York Times best-selling author. We've talked about ivermectin when we talked about hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D and zinc and azithromycin. We've talked about all this stuff, which the powers that be have literally said was unhealthy for you, dangerous for you. We could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives around the world, but the powers that be want you to take the vaccine. Why is that? We'll be right back after this break, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first case of human infection from a particular bird flu strain has been detected in the eastern Chinese province of Jiangsu, China's National Health Commission said on Tuesday. Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News this is nothing like COVID-19.
There's been over 180 isolates of different avian flus of a similar strain, and we just simply haven't seen much community transmission. Right now, there's no evidence of community transmission human to human, and I suspect the Chinese are being super transparent given the origins of coronavirus and their lack of transparency there.
Carnival Cruise Lines was given the okay by the CDC to begin sailing from three U.S. ports, the Port of Galveston in Texas, as well as Port of Miami and Port Carnival in Florida, for its return to guest operations this summer. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This day in history, Flash, 1942, a Warsaw underground newspaper, the Liberty Brigade, makes public the news of Germany's final solution, a Nazi-operated death camp in Poland, almost 7 months after the Holocaust atrocities began. Flash, 1990, at a superpower summit meeting in Washington, D.C., U.S. President George H.W. Bush and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev sign a historic agreement to end production of chemical weapons. Flash, 1980.
To act upon one's convictions while others wait, to create a positive force in a world where cynics abound, to provide information to people when it wasn't available before, to offer those who want it a choice, for the American people whose thirst for understanding and a better life has made this venture possible, for the cable industry whose pioneering spirit caused this great step forward in communications, and for those employees of Turner Broadcasting whose total commitment to their company has brought us together today, I dedicate the news channel for America, the cable news network.
CNN, the cable news network, the world's first 24-hour televised news network, makes its debut. CNN was the brainchild of Robert Ted Turner, the mouth of the South. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions.
Instruction that matters.
At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
To make you mine.
And the next article is featured. 83% of employers will not mandate COVID vaccines. Only 4% will. Now, last week I talked about Catherine Austin Fitz's website, Solari.com. She's a great American patriot. And she has forms that puts accountability onto institutions, government offices, employers, where they have to sign this form if somebody gets sick or has adverse events or dies, which we've mentioned many, many of those published articles in the public domain. Okay, next, Rand Paul says Fauci committed perjury over gain-of-function comments related to the Wuhan lab. Next, Peter Navarro, Fauci knew it came from the Wuhan lab in November. We all knew about it. We were talking about it. The alternative media has been saying this for quite a long time. Can somebody please tell me how this guy is still walking around free? And I don't mean Peter Navarro. I mean Fauci. And the next article says, Navarro says, reveals evidence Fauci body count makes him the biggest mass murderer in history. That's a pretty big claim. Why is Anthony Fauci still making over $400,000 a year, being paid by our tax dollars, and he's walking around free with everything he's done? Unbelievable. Next, Washington Post becomes latest media outlet to walk back the so-called debunked conspiracy theory about Wuhan lab coverage, leaked coverage. People, you can't, anything that comes from the government, big corporations, mainstream media, they're all bought and paid for. They're owned by a very few small handful of the elites. And that's hence the aristocracy-serfdom relationship. Next, New York Times COVID reporter says it's racist to discuss Wuhan lab leak theory. Can you imagine this Twilight Zone episode that we're living in? They don't want the truth, folks. They want everybody to be called a conspiracy theorist, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theory. Well, look at all these so-called conspiracy theories that are coming true. All they want to do is propagandize the narrative. They want to control the information for their own personal benefit. Next. Featured BBC presenter dies from blood clots after AstraZeneca vaccine. Next, new study concludes masks did not slow COVID spread. We've talked about this in great detail, folks, about the masks. I cannot count how many psychological and physiological disorders that we've given regarding the masks and how they are not safe and effective, how they they're basically created for submissive conformity. They want to be a flag of fear, because fear is how they control the masses. Remember, I gave a few articles about the that Nazi Germany Nuremberg court. I think it was Goring. And I'm paraphrasing him right now because I don't have the article in front of me. He says it has nothing to do with Nazism. It had everything to do with creating fear in the German people and selling the narrative, and then they could talk people into doing anything they want. You know, that's why I've given a lot of psychological studies here and there over the years. You know, like the Yale 1962 Yale study. If someone feels that information is coming from a legitimate authority, and there is no legitimate authority. Official authority, experts, those terms are gone. That's why they change definitions. That's why they come up with new words. You know, for example, for years it was equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness. Now they're throwing equity out there. They just throw in new words. BS. It's all propaganda. It's all psyops, mostly to distract, dumb down, and divide the American people. That's what it's about. Next, New evidence proves Dr. Fauci and the CDC prevented use of proven drugs on COVID-19, and hundreds of thousands have died because of it. There's a big difference between being awake and being woke, folks. You have to do your reading and research. You have to, being an American right now is not just reading and research, but verifying everything. You have to do your own study. Next, Australian nurse hospitalized with 3 blood clots after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. Next, 1,000 lawyers and 10,000 doctors join together and file a lawsuit to prosecute the second Nuremberg tribunal against the corona fraud scandal. This is big, folks. This is big. This really is the second Nuremberg trial, because it's illegal. First of all, it's illegal because of HIPAA. HIPAA was created to basically hide the inadequacies of the system, to protect the system, the hospitals and the physicians. But now it's kind of biting them in the butt a little bit because of so-called confidentiality laws. Nobody has the right to ask anybody. It's none of their business. It's actually illegal to ask if you've had the vaccine. And forcing the vaccine on people is against the Nuremberg Code, okay? And it's also against the Hippocratic Oath. The physician should not be giving these vaccines. I mean, with all the tens of thousands of examples of deaths, never mind autoimmune disorders and neurological disorders and adverse events and side effects, just look at all the deaths from these in the tens of thousands, just between the U.S. and Europe alone, in the tens of thousands. I want you to think if these were mass shootings. Think about this, about the uproar, if this was mass shootings and all these deaths occurred. Think about that. Think about the hypocrisy, the double standards. Think about how illegal this is, unethical this is. Okay, I'm looking at the time here. Next, trending FDA document reveals 86% of children who participated in the Pfizer COVID vaccine trial experienced adverse reactions. Now, I want you to keep in mind, there's an adverse reaction category in the package insert, there's a side effect category, and there's also a contraindication category. This just mentions adverse reactions. 86% of children. And they're doing this for a so-called virus that has a 99.7% survival rate. Please do the math here. If you don't think this is a depopulation effort, then please send me a check and I will send you a virtual bridge. Next, Detroit news anchor dies one day after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Next, evidence suggests U.S. taxpayers funded coronavirus Wuhan in China. Think about this, folks. If Fauci gave away your money for these depopulation events, for these gain-of-function studies, is there any accountability for government jobs today, for big corporations, any at all? This is appalling. Next, 18 teens hospitalized in Connecticut for vaccine side effects. And you don't hear this stuff in the mainstream media, folks. You hear it from the alternative media, because the mainstream media is bought and paid for and blackmailed. They're all bribed. It's not this ideology. It's not this left-right paradigm. It's a few select people who have been bribed and blackmailed by the elites to carry the narrative. In other words, they have sold out 99% of the American people for their own personal gain. Next, health San Francisco allows children to consent to COVID vaccines without parents knowing. So parents don't have any ability to be parents anymore, whether it be vaccines or phony vaccines that could that's eventually going to kill people, or drag queen story hour, or changing your kid's gender in school, or having schools teach show pornography, including homosexual pornography, to their children. And that's happened here in Northwest Montana at a local school with apologies from in letter form from the principal and the teacher, who in Spanish class showed these pornography videos to their children. That's right. I talked to the parents. Everything's authenticated. Next, the five phases of vaccine compliance are currently in phase three. This is from naturalnews.com. Mike Adams is very well connected. He feels that there's going to be door-to-door arrests and forced vaccinations in America. So you better wake up, folks. You better stop being politically correct. Remember, all the examples that we've given about the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness, all it does is support the ruling class, the cowards, the followers, and the traitors who give you this phony benevolence and tell you what they want to hear with all these politically correct buzzwords and phrases. Next, vaccines confirmed to be efficient extermination weapons. People, when I mention these articles, I don't make them up. I don't look for the wow factor. I don't look for something that's going to drop your drawers, you know, and make you not think. I'm giving published articles in the public domain for the personal benefit of giving you information so you can verify this. This is very dangerous times. We'll be right back, folks.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
My signal is going out. Something I think happened to GCN. Just wanted to mention about the GDP. In England, there are two high-rise apartment buildings, and between them, they have a pool, a swimming pool, about 115 feet up in the air. This swimming pool holds about 375 tons of water. And it's a clear acrylic swimming pool. And it's like a walkway between these two apartment buildings, 115 feet in the air, except it's a swimming pool. And it's clear. And you can see down 115 feet. And you can swim in it if you are one of the luxury owners of one of these apartments. This just shows you how stupid people are. They think it's cool to swim in a clear pool, 115 feet above the ground, in an acrylic pool holding 375 tons of water. Now, if there were an earthquake, you get to use the swimming pool as a diving board, 115 feet in the air. This is beyond dumb, but this is how stupid people really are. Just one example of man's stupidity. Rich?
Yeah, and by the way, Vince, I, did you get disconnected last segment? Because I kind of...
No. I was here. I brought us back from the broadcast. I was looking at my meters, saying that I was connected. I was looking at the traffic going between to and from GCN from our studio here in Missouri. It was all good. Everything worked, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah. So I apologize if I interrupted you there, which I obviously did.
No. You did the right thing. I could hear me. The signal went out. It's just no one else could hear me. So, yeah, you did the right thing. Thank you for doing that. Please continue.
Well, let me finish a few more articles in our last few seconds here, Vince, and then I'll let you get the last word. I do on broadcast. Is that nice of me? And back to healthcare, folks. Soaring profits. COVID-19 vaccine mania produces 9 new big pharma billionaires. You know, just like Vince's example with the pool, it doesn't matter. It's basically consolidating power, money, and control. Everything is for the benefit of the elite, not the bottom 93%. I guarantee it. In 2000, 2016, I want you to brace for these last two articles that I'm going to give. In 2016, a Chinese military officer, key to COVID-19's origin, mapped a virus spread to the U.S. and to the world. I saw the map in 2016. Everything is planned. Everything is scripted. Everything is theater. Everything is to manufacture the perception of pity, guilt, and ideology, to sway public opinion, to hold on to the narratives, to delegitimize work, to insult, degrade, and disrespect people. It's all to make you submissive. It's all to demonize, discredit, and delegitimize people who tell the truth. It's all designed to lower the bars of standards and expectations of America, to eliminate opportunity and knowledge and reward mediocrity and destroy America. All of it is designed to reduce innovation, ingenuity, productivity, and make the beneficiaries the elite, the beneficiaries. All of it is designed. It's all designed as a psyop, psychology, to attack people's ego and pride and rationalize them, for example, voting Democrat, thinking that it's legitimate. There's one party, folks. It's the aristocracy and the serfs, and that's why we talk about the rhinos and the neocons under the R word as well. It's designed for you to justify and rationalize your hate and your vote. Now, that being said, let me mention one more article here. Biden's EEOC says forced injections are legal. You should be shaking in your boots. The EEOC is the Equal Employment and Opportunity Commission under Joe Biden that's saying that forced vaccine injections are legal. They're not legal. This is an attack on the world. This is an attack on the Western world. This is specifically an attack on America to depopulate us, to make us submissive. We better wake up. You better stop the inaction towards political correctness, because you're not supporting your country. We are forcing ourselves to devolve. We better wake up. We better see what's happening. Vince, you have the last word.
Sure, thank you. Class, if you want to try something, go to your favorite search engine. You should probably use Start Page for this. And type in three words. Biden, comma, serial, space, plagiarist. Biden, serial, plagiarist. And he'll admit, you'll see that he admits that he was a plagiarist in school. But he says it was not malevolent. So I don't know what you call it. What would you call stealing someone else's work? He's done it a number of times in his lifetime. And he's running the show. He's the CEO of USA. Rich Sheeman, thanks so much for being with us today. Class, tomorrow, Gwyneth, and...
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.